Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give in to shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved master Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutations upon me, Allah azza wa jal sends ten mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are beginning with a new series of talk with new silsila, and this silsila is named Islamic manners. And it is very vital for us as Muslims to know and to understand how should we live our lives and what are our religious manners that we need to adopt and act upon. The first Islamic responsibility which is imposed upon the parents when the child is born is to give good name to the child. And this is indeed a gift which a child receives from his elders, from his parents. And there are clear instructions in Quran-e-Kareem and in ahadith of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, in this discourse, we would highlight some of the important matters and issues in regard to keeping names for Muslim children. And there are good names and there are bad names. So all these discussions, inshallah azza wa jal, will come in this discourse. Allah azza wa jal says in Quran Kareem, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la yaskhar qawmun min qawmin asa an yakunu khayran minhum. وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنْ وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O you who believe, one group of you should not mock at another group. It may be that they are better than them. And neither should women mock at other women. It may be that they are better than them. And do not vilify one and another, nor call each other by offensive titles. It is bad to use impious names after he has believed and those who do not repent, they are from amongst the transgressors. In this Ayah Karima, it is made clear and obvious that one should refrain from keeping bad names, the names that do not have good meanings, or they identify on some bad attributes and qualities of a person. There is Hadith-e Mubarakah in Bahqi Sharif that Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, it is the right of the children upon the father that he should give good names to the children and teach them good character, good akhlaq. In this Hadith-e Mubarakah, it is learnt that to give good name is not just a custom. Indeed, it is the Sharia and religious based responsibility which the Deen has imposed upon the father or upon the elders in the family. There's another Hadith-e Mubarakah, and it is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that amongst your names, the most beloved names to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. In other words, in this Hadith-e Mubarakah we learn that those names which are related directly to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes those names more than other names. And Imam Ahmad, Abu Dawood report from Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that on the day of judgment you will be called through or via your father's names or your forefather's names. So therefore, keep good names. So when the call comes on the day of judgment, it must sound pious, it must sound good, and it must have good meaning. Imam Abu Dawood reports from Abi Wahab Jashmi radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, keep the names on the names of the prophets alayhi wasalam. And by Allah, the good names amongst the names are Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. And the true names are Harith and Humam, and Harab and Murra are the bad names. So in this Hadith-e Mubarakah, we learn a very important principle. The principle is that if the name has a good meaning, then that name is good. And if the name has a bad meaning, then that name is bad. And we will learn as we go along that there were many names which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam changed. Many Sahaba, that their names were kept at the time of Jahiliyyah, at the time of ignorance in that period. But then when they became Muslims and they were blessed with the suhba, with the company of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, looking at the meaning of their names, gave them an alternative name, another name. And Dalmi reports from Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, keep the names on the good names, and seek your needs from those who have good faces. In other words, that who are pious looking, who are religious looking, who are holy people. And from this Hadith Mubarakah we learn two things. One is that we should keep the names of the children after the names of pious elders, pious people like Anbiya, Sahaba Ikram, Awliya Allah. And we also learn that seeking need, or at the time of need, seeking help from the pious people is also allowed, because this is what is mentioned in this Hadith Mubarakah, that you should seek your needs from those who have beautiful faces. And what is meant by here, those who have beautiful faces, is those who are pious looking, those whose appearance informs everyone that they fear Allah and they have taqwa. Ibn Asakir reports from Abu Amama radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who is blessed with the birth of a son and he gives him a name Muhammad because of my love, that child and the father who gives that name Muhammad, both will go to paradise. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, from this Hadith Mubarakah we learn the barakah, we learn the blessings which is in the name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there is a beautiful good news, glad tidings for such person who, because of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, gives name to his child as Muhammad. Hafiz Abu Tahir Salfi reports from Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, two people will be made stand in the blessed court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And the order will be given, take them to paradise. They will say, O our Lord, O Allah, what did we do to deserve Jannat? And they will admit their weakness and they will say that, O Allah, we don't have anything against which we can earn Jannat. So why this gift? Why this reward? Allah Azza wa Jal will tell them, go to Jannat. I have taken a vow that anyone whose name is Ahmad or whose name is Muhammad will not enter hell. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, from this Hadith Mubarakah we learn this beautiful glad tidings and the good news that people who give the name Ahmad or Muhammad to their children because of the love and the reverence of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will be put in Jannatul Firdaus, providing that they died with Iman. Abu Nu'aym reports in Hulya from Nabith bin Sharit radiallahu ta'ala anhuma that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that I swear by my honor and by my majesty, the one whose name is kept after your name, O beloved, I will not punish him. In other words, this is Hadith Qudsi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the one who is given the name after you, whose name is Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I will not punish such person. And Ibn Sa'ad reports in Tabaqat from Uthman Umari as a Mursal Hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, what would you lose if one has in his home one Muhammad, two Muhammads, or three Muhammads? In other words, that if you want to keep the name of first child Muhammad, and then Allah blesses you with another son, and you keep his name Muhammad as well, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with the third son, and you keep his name Muhammad as well. It is a beautiful practice, and many of the pious elders did that practice, as Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Ghazali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his name is Muhammad, his father's name is Muhammad, and his father's name is Muhammad. So if one keeps name Muhammad for all his sons, that is very good. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, what would he lose if he has in his home one Muhammad, or two Muhammad, or three Muhammads? In Tabrani Kabir, there's a report from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, that the one who is blessed with three sons and he did not give the name Muhammad to any of his sons, he is indeed an ignorant person. He is jahil. In other words, he doesn't know the blessings. He doesn't know what he has lost. So only an ignorant person can do that. Person who is blessed with the knowledge and he understands the virtues and the benefits of giving name Muhammad to at least one of his sons, then he would take that blessing and would not deprive himself and his child from this blessing. Hakim has reported from Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, when you keep a child's name as Muhammad, you should respect that child. And make sure that when that child comes to sit next to you, you should move away and give him place to sit. And do not relate anything evil to that child whose name is Muhammad. This is the respect of the name Muhammad, because this child carries that name. Imagine what would be the respect of our beloved Aqa, our beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose name is kept as Muhammad by Almighty Allah azza wa jalla. And this was the practice of our pious elders. There is a beautiful story that highlights the understanding of this Hadith Mubarakah. That one day, Hazrat Sayyidina Mahmud Ghaznavi radiallahu ta'ala anhu called the son of Hazrat Ayaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whose name was Muhammad. He did not call him by his name. That particular day he called him, O son of Ayaz. So Hazrat Ayaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi got worried. He thought maybe our Murshid Hazrat Mahmud Ghaznavi is upset or angry with me or with my son. That is the reason that he called him differently. So he went to him and asked him that, O my mentor, O my teacher, please, is there something that we did wrong or my son did something wrong? Please inform us so we can rectify and we can ask for an apology or put things right. Hazrat Sayyidina Mahmud Ghaznavi radiallahu ta'ala said, no, there was nothing wrong with you or with your son, or I'm not angry and I'm not upset. The reason that I did not call him by name, because I did not have wudu today. And this child has so beautiful name, Muhammad, and I did not like to address him or to call him without wudu. This shows the height of respect which the learned people, Awliya Allah Saliheen, offered to beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to the name of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And there's another hadith which shows us that if the meanings of the names are not good or not correct, those names should be changed. There is a hadith in Sahih Muslim, Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Hazrat Juwairiya radiallahu ta'ala anha's name was Barra. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed this name and gave her the new name Juwairiya. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked when someone said that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left from Barra. I mean, sometimes if there was a situation when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left from Hazrat Juwairiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, and if someone said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left from Barra, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not like that, because he wanted her to be called as Juwairiya, not as Barra. And there's a hadith in Sahih Muslim that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a daughter. Her name was Asiya. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed her name and gave her a new name, Jamila. So this is another evidence that whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard a name which did not have a very nice meaning or had a bad meaning, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed that name and gave a new name which had a nice meaning, which had a beautiful meaning. There is a hadith mubarakah in Tirmizi. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to change the bad names. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have seen this practice from Amir Ahl Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsiyah, that he has changed many names. And even other day when we were in his company, a name was called, and Sayyidi Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al Qudsiya gave this person a new name. Because the name which this person carried before did not have a confirmed or exact meaning. Now, after learning several ahadith, we would highlight some of the issues of fiqh pertaining to these ahadith and the verse of the Quran Kareem which we recited in the beginning. We learn that the most beloved names by Allah Azza wa Jal are Abdullah and Abdul Rahman, as it is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah. And amongst these two names, Abdullah is greater than Abdul Rahman. Because in Abdullah, the relationship of Abd or slave is directly to the Zat, to the being of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And the Asma, Allah Ta'ala's names are also in the same hukm, mean the same rulings apply, that those are also beautiful names, because person's nisbah and relationship is towards the sifat, towards the names of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. For example, Abdul Rahim, Abdul Malik, Abdul Khaliq, etc. And in those ahadith in which it is said that certain names are beloved to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, this does not mean that the name Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not great. Somebody might not misunderstand. Therefore, Sadr al-Sharia, Badr al-Tariqah, Hazrat Mufti Amjad Ali A'zami radiallahu ta'ala anhu explains these points in Bahari Shariat in 16th part. That the name Muhammad and Ahmad, these names are given and chosen by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, these names are very much loved by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. That is the reason that He chose these names for His beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And there are many virtues which are mentioned in Ahadith-e-Mubarakah which we read out earlier. So, to keep the names Abdullah is also very good. To keep the name Abdul Rahman is also very good. To keep the name Abdul Rahim is also very good. And to keep the name Muhammad and to keep the name Ahmad is also very good. Because all these names are proven from Ahadith Mubarakah as to be the good names. And there's a rule that we learn from the books of fiqh, that certain names of Allah Azza wa Jal, which are allowed to be used for other than Allah, one can give those names to people as well. For example, Ali, Rashid, Kabir, Badi'i. Because when these words are related to people, to humans, then that meaning is not meant, which is meant when the word is used for Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And one can also add alif and lam upon these words and give those as names to people. For example, Al-Ali, or Al-Rashid, etc. However, in this age and time, there are a lot of people who distort the names, they disfigure the names, they start calling the names with short forms. So it is very dangerous, because sometimes, like for example, person's name is Abdul Rahim, and in many English speaking countries, they start calling Rehman. That is not allowed, because they have actually distorted the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, supposed to be Rahman, and they call Rehman. And like that, there are many names which they change. And if they do it deliberately, then that would be insult to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and this would be a kufr. But because the ignorant public masses, they do not mean that, they do not have that in their minds that they're changing this name because of, insulting Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, the hukm of kufr, or the ruling of kufr, would not be applicable upon them, but it is still very bad. People should learn that they should pronounce the names properly, because they don't know that sometime by using a short form of a particular name can be very dangerous for their faith, for their iman. To keep such name which is not mentioned in Quran-e-Kareem or in a hadith, or it is common amongst Muslims, there is a difference of opinion amongst scholars. But it is better not to keep such name which is so novel and so strange. If a child is born and the child is dead, in other words, that child is born as dead, then there is no need to give the name. The child would be buried without giving the names. If the child was born and then died, then we should give name before burying the child. If it was a boy, then give the name of boys. And if it was girl, then give the name of girls. And if the sex of the child is unidentified, then give such name which has double meanings. In other words, it can be used for boys and for girls. And if the names have bad meanings, those names should be changed, as we learned from Hadith Mubarakah. And we also learn that to have sharafa, to have blessings, certain name can also be kept. For example, Abdul Mustafa, Abdul Nabi, Abdul Rasul. Because here the real meaning of ubudiyat is not meant. Here, the nisba, the relationship of attaining blessings is meant. And as far as the is offered the relationship of word abd to other than Allah is concerned, that is proven from Quran-e-Kareem and Ahadith-e-Mubarakah. And it is also jais to keep names such as Ghulam Muhammad, Ghulam Siddiq, Ghulam Farooq, Ghulam Ali, Ghulam Hassan, Ghulam Hussain, etc. In these names there is a nisbah, there is a relationship of a person to Anbiya, Sahaba-i-Karam, Awliya-Allah, and that is intact and according to the law of Sharia. And also such names can be kept, for example, Muhammad Bakhsh, Ahmad Bakhsh, Nabi Bakhsh, Peer Bakhsh, Ali Bakhsh, Hussain Bakhsh, etc. There is no prohibition and there is no proof against it in Sharia, so we cannot regard them as impermissible names. The name Ghafuruddin or Ghafurullah is incorrect, because the meaning of word Ghafur is the one who erases. And Allah Ta'ala is Ghafur because He erases the sins of His slaves and servants. Therefore, if somebody's name is Ghafuruddin, it would mean the one who erases the deen. And that's a very bad and very dangerous meaning. So such name should not be kept. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the environment of Dawat Islami, in the atmosphere of Dawat Islami, we learn these basics of Islam, these manners of Islam. So wherever you are and wherever you might be, join the mahal, join the environment of Dawat Islami. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all through the medium of His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give in to shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah.